I'd like to call the first meeting of the new year of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors to order and wish you all a happy holiday season and a happy new year. Will you please rise and join with me in the national anthem?
Are you going to sing?
Something new this year. I want everybody to sing.
Let's start.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's probably better than that.
Carol, will you call roll, please?
President Graves.
Here.
Vice President Simon.
Here.
Director Dawson.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
Thank you. At this point, I believe Ms. McCool, if you'll go to the podium, we're going to have a swearing-in ceremony. And the rest of the, at least the directors that aren't already here, will...
Dawson does first.
Oh, we don't go up all... Okay. Mr. Dawson.
All right.
Director Dawson.
I, Brian Dawson, do solemnly swear.
I, Brian Dawson, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith
and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States
and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of California
and the Constitution of the State of California
that I will take this obligation freely
and I take this obligation freely
without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion
without any mental reservation and purpose of evasion
and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Well and faithfully discharge the duties I am about to enter.
Congratulations. I, Kevin Graves, do solemnly swear.
I, Kevin Graves, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will, what?
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California
and the Constitution of the State of California
against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith
and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States
and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of California
and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will take this obligation freely.
That I will take this obligation freely
without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
That's way too many words, Carol.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully
discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Thank Congratulations.
You. Thank you. You're up, Chris.
I, Chris Steele.
I, Chris Steele.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I'll support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will take this obligation freely.
That I'll take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I'll well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Quick photo op.
Well, I know, Rick, this is Rick's idea. What are you doing back there, Rick? Can we get the whole board up here for this? This is the first year and first picture of the new board.
Something smaller.
I need you three guys to go.
Wait, you want me to stand up in here?
Yeah, come on. Just have us have a little smile.
Here, you can slide
in. No,
I'm right here. That's good.
Don't run away. I want you all looking right here.
Come on. Get a little smile there, Ray.
That's
good.
That's a smile. We got it.
Oh, my wife. Recharge.
Thank you.
All right.
Congratulations.
Okay. You know, we've done this about every meeting for the last three meetings. We're starting a new tradition. It's cake time again.
Oh, cake time.
Please, we're going to take a short recess to enjoy some refreshments. Okay, I'd like to call the meeting back to order, please. At this point,
this is going to be fun for a minute.
This is the opportunity for public comments. Those of you that have comments that they would like to make on items that are not on the agenda, please step forward. You have 3 minutes. Each.
Well, good evening, Discovery Bay board members. Iris Obregon on behalf of Assemblymember Joan Buchanan. She sends her regards in the start of 2011 and congratulates the newly sworn in members. Director Steele, welcome. I'm here also to make sure that you're all aware that we do have a satellite office to help with any support that you may need on any state issues, or if you have any discussion ideas regarding state bills that you would like Assemblymember Buchanan to be aware of. I'd also like to go ahead and let you know about her 2011 committee assignments. She's this year will be on the Education Committee, the Budget Committee, the Budget Subcommittee of State Administration, Budget Subcommittee, Budget Process Oversight and Program Evaluation, Accountability and Administrative Review Committee, the Transportation Committee, and I know that that's a very important one out here in East County, and she is on top of that and has written letters of support for some of the transportation funding requests for this area. And she is also on the Utilities and Commerce Committee. So with that information, if you have any concerns, suggestions to her, please forward that information to our office, and she'd love to hear from you. Our office also has constituent services for the members in your community. We provide assistance with state agencies, referrals, assembly certificate requests, recognizing people in your community that you are honoring for their achievements. We also assist in bill information. We have brochures that we can provide on various issues, from veterans to local state issues. And we also have a program for internships and volunteers. So Assemblymember Buchanan wanted to make sure that we brought that information forward to you. The office doors are always ready for your information and ideas to come forward. So thank you very much. And she sends you regards and best wishes for a very good 2011.
Thank you very much.
Please pass that down to Carol.
Any other comments from the public? Great start to the new year. I really do enjoy the input. So if there's anybody that has anything at all, okay.
Somebody.
This is the point in the meeting where we appoint our board officers. The way that works is that we accept nominations. There are three offices that are open for vote. That would be the president, the vice president, and the president pro tem. We vote for all of those independently. We ask for nominations from the board, and then we close the nominations by the board, and then we vote. So hearing that, or saying that, I would now like to open up the nominations for president.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to nominate Kevin Graves for president.
Are there any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Reed Tischer for vice president.
Okay. Just point of order, should we do one at a time?
Oh, sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Staying with the first office, are there any other nominations for president? Hearing none, I would then move for closing of the nominations. I need a second on that. Go ahead, Chris.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor of closing the nominations, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, Vice President, we have a nomination for Ray Tetro. Other nominations for Vice President?
I nominate Brian Dawson for Vice President.
Any other nominations? Hearing none, I move that we close the nominations for Vice President.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We will call for these in the order in which they were nominated. All those in favor of Ray Tetro as vice president, say aye.
Mr. President, just a point of order, you did not take a vote on the motion.
You're right, you're absolutely correct. Rush through that. All those in favor of closing the nomination, say aye.
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 Thank you.
Is there a third office?
There will be, yeah. So all those in favor, we'll take those in the order of the that they were nominated. All those in favor of Ray Tetro as vice president, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
All those in favor of...
Do you have to settle that one first?
Yeah, I'm at a loss here.
What happened?
So if I abstain, then what happens?
Then we don't have a vice president. The motion would fail.
Okay. I vote nay. Now we have the office of president pro tem, correct?
No.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. All those in favor of Brian Dawson being the vice president, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. President pro tem, any nominations?
I'll nominate Mark Simon.
Any other nominations? I move that the nominations be closed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Mr. President, I don't believe there was a... Oh, that's right. You don't need a second to
Thank
vote,
you.
Sorry.
Got you that time.
Yes.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item D, area agency reports. I think we are starting with Lieutenant Burton.
Did we vote for?
We ever vote for president?
No.
Didn't we?
No, you voted for vice president and pro tem.
Yeah, we voted for president. At that time.
1 second, sir. We'll get this right. There was one, I thought we did, but.
I didn't.
No. Okay.
I missed something.
Did we do that?
Carol,
you did a motion, Brian did a motion for president.
But the vote never.
Second,
all we
had
did
a closing.
Close the nomination.
You had a close,
okay,
you closed
I'm
it.
Sorry. All those in favor of Kevin Graves as president, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Did the vice president vote?
Vice president, this is
withdrawn.
Three of you. Yeah, this is the three of you and the two of them. So, overrides.
No, we can't hurt the vote twice.
No.
That's right.
Thank you.
We'll find out when we're on.
Sir, you're on.
Okay. Well, I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year. Congratulations to the new board. Report-wise, pretty kind of standard stuff. Of the three residential burglaries, two were unlocked doors. The unlocked side garage door that we've been talking about for 4 years. It's just one of those things, you just got to get people to get out of their old habits. Will help us a lot. We are taking some specific enforcement steps to address some of the daytime burglary theft type issues using the resident deputies as well as our crime analysis stuff. I had Tony Fontenot run some stats just to see kind of where how we did last year compared to the year before. And in just about every category, crime is down. And I'm reluctant to say that because I'm certain I just cursed myself for the next 12 months. But I mean, it's across the board. The only thing that really is just about the same is residential burglaries, but everything else is down. And I attribute that to a lot of things. I think certainly the resident deputy program is huge. Having Tony here is huge. I think the public education that Tony brings through his neighborhood watch and that sort of thing, they're really, it's not measurable for me to be able to determine how much impact that's having, but it just makes sense. In the time that Tony was here previously, before the layoffs and that, crime had dropped about 50% during that period of time that he was here. Although I accused him of, you know, swaying the stats to try and keep his job. But the bottom line was he does a great job. He gets the word out through emails, through contacts, people stopping at the station, that sort of thing. So we're on the right track. I'm very happy with the way last year went. I'm looking forward to a successful year this year. Does anybody have any questions in looking at the crime report? Yes, ma'am.
On page 9. What's where the third entry where it says illegal entry? What's the difference between that and breaking into? I mean, the terminology, like
because and just does the board have any questions? I know I've made this mistake before.
It's okay.
Duly chastised for it.
Correct. Any questions from the board on the crime report?
I've got not on the crime report. When you come back to it, I've got another question about something else.
Chris.
My question is that the criminal, are they, do they live here or are they coming from out of town?
No, they're ours. you know, it was interesting. When I first got here, there was this overwhelming sentiment that certainly, you know, that the criminals are just lining up at the entrance to Discovery Bay to come in here and clean house. And unfortunately, they live amongst us. So I know we had, did we talk about the burglary at Excelsior where we took three people into custody that night. just things just worked out right. Some deputies happened to be in the right place at the right time, and we caught three guys that had just burglarized Excelsior Elementary and done some vandalism, and those were Discovery Bay residents. Mm-hmm. So,
other questions from the board?
Yeah, not regarding the.
That's okay.
There was a theft on Cherry Hills last week out of the back of a truck that took an extremely expensive pressure washer out of it. Punctured two of their tires so they couldn't chase them. Did they make any progress with that at all?
I don't know off the top of my head, but if you give me a call tomorrow, I'll find out for you.
I will. I really, yeah. This is a really good friend of mine that happened.
Okay.
I'm kind of
mm-hmm. You bet. Any other questions on the report from the board?
I don't believe so. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Richardson.
Mr. Richardson, the in this instance, what we had was somebody had kicked in a door and entered a dwelling and done some, moved some things around, but there was no indication that we couldn't work all the way up to saying they were in there to burglarize the place. I actually read that report for the first time tonight, and I have some questions of my own that I'm going to pose to the sergeant, because I think go burglary and let somebody else determine that it's something less than. But that would be the case, that, for instance, if you found somebody just in, you know, kids in a school kind of a thing, that they entered the gym or entered a classroom or something in off hours, where there was no indicator that they were there to do a specific crime.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from the public? None? Anyone? Okay, anything more for us?
The only other thing that I have is we have you're going to start to see a flyer go around, a person of interest that we're trying to identify. If I can find the flyer. This person, we're not sure what their involvement is, despite the uncanny resemblance. It's not George W. Bush.
Bad.
But if you could just take a look.
I know where he is.
Just take a look at that. We're not sure what this person's involvement is, but we would like to identify this person and be able to have a chance to speak with them. That person's picture while they are removing the security camera that took that picture.
Did he steal a camera?
That's amazing. He did. Well, someone stole the camera. But we're hoping that somebody has an idea or at least sees a resemblance and points us in the right direction. So there's some phone numbers on there. You obviously don't have to tell me now if somebody recognizes him, but it'd be great if we could identify him just to.
Are we just going to live with a peak curiosity with regards to why, or is it kind of it's under investigation at this point?
And
Understood.
If he was reaching up there to, you know, remove a baby bird, you know, a bald eagle off its nest because it was in danger of these burglars stealing the camera, yeah, then I don't want to impeach the guy too badly. You are creative enough, Kevin. I bet you can come up with a whole bunch of
stories
about what that guy's doing.
I'm good to go.
So, but if it all plays out, I'll let you know.
Are you posting those around town? Is that
the resident deputies have a stack of flyers. They're going to post them around. We're going to have Mr. Pastorini get it out on his email. And, you know, feel free, if you get that stuff, feel free to, if you have
disseminate
groups, things like that, feel free to put it out to whoever you'd like. Again, it's a person of interest.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have our favorite fireman, Battalion Chief Burris. Burton Burris, it's, you know.
I pretty much answer to anything, you know.
This is Mr. Fireman. Particular.
I'm Battalion Chief Burris. I see some new faces out in the audience. I work for East Contra Costa Fire Protection District. This is the unincorporated county fire district that protects Discovery Bay, Common and Proper, Byron, Marsh Creek Corridor, Brentwood, Oakley, Knighton, and Bethel Island. It's an umbrella of protection. No one station is a standalone entity. So if you get a fire in your home, you'll get fire engines as far away as Knighton, Brentwood, Oakley, and even the Marsh Creek corridor. Conversely, if Brentwood or Oakley gets a fire, your fire engine could be leaving your fire station, and then we'll have another engine move up because we feel it's necessary to handle the call, that imminent call that's there now, not the what-if call. So why that's important to you, if you do have some kind of emergency, dial 911. Don't load your loved one into the car and drive down to the fire station, because that fire engine might not be there for a myriad of reasons, everything from training to another call and so forth. Okay? Does the board have any questions so far?
No. So far? There's more?
All right, I'm going to give a list of calls for the month of December. There were 31 medical calls, 4 structure fire responses, 4 auto accidents, 1 lockout, 4 fire alarms, and 2 hazardous conditions. We're down from 57 calls last month to 46 calls this month. And as the winter arrives, you see a dramatic decrease in call volume out in the south end of our zone, which encompasses Discovery Bay Common, proper, and the Byron area. For obvious reasons, less people outside, less people in boats, and so forth. As winter does approach, those of you who have fireplaces and you're cleaning your fireplace out, you can leave those ashes in a paper bag on your deck out back and guarantee to burn the house down, or you can put them in a steel pail and pour water on them and leave them there for, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. Those ashes will retain heat for a significant time. So if you decide that they're cool enough and then you put them in your garbage can, because they're in a confined space, they retain heat until they get a fresh source of oxygen, and they will burn your garbage can down. If that garbage can is next to your house, a full garbage can creates enough heat that it will bring flames up to the eaves and allow fire into your attic space, or heat the studs, the nails that hold the lath and plaster on the side of the house up hot enough that you will ignite those studs, those 2x4s in the wall, and you will have a fire within your wall. I try and bring good news every time I come.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's. Does anybody have any questions?
Should this say November, December instead of October, November?
Oh, that cut and paste.
Just curious, because the one on the back page that's stapled together just says December with no figures.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a total good day after it.
That's true. Right?
October, November.
Well, some of the front page, I assume.
October, November.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It might be the one we got last month.
Exactly.
Last
well, no, the second page says November, December, so it's I bad. Don't know.
That's tough news.
Is it a cut and paste issue or a numbers
no,
issue?
I'm a fireman. I am not a.
They warned me about the fireplaces.
But yes.
If it's not designed,
if you guys want to give them back, I will bring
them. No. These are the accurate numbers. These are misrepresented on the month. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
I don't know how I did that. So
it seems there's 8 left. Yeah, that looks about right.
I didn't really need to point that out.
You know,
and I was feeling good about myself this year.
I have a question.
Yes, I know the difference between October and November.
That's not the answer.
Go ahead. Now.
How many fire stations are in this county?
We have 6 occupied stations at this time. We actually have 8. 2 were shut down due to budget constraints.
So if 25% of the calls last month, or October or November, were medical calls. Like, they all go to the medical calls, but what if you have an actual fire in Discovery Bay? How long will it take for the fire department to reach?
That is a question that is, it's hard to answer, because depending on where the engines are when you get the call, we use a GPS computer-aided dispatch system that pulls the closest fire engines and sends them to your emergency response.
So would Stockton come to our location, or
no.
It would just be East Coast?
It would just be East Coast. If it was a significant fire, say, God forbid, the boat storage, the marina, the country club, we would request mutual aid and probably get a unit or resources from Stockton and possibly even Tracy.
So all these units are under Hue or?
In East Contra Costa Fire Protection District, yes. Okay.
Just asking the question a little differently. For those medical calls,
yes.
Do you have any stats on the response time that took versus when we had 8 stations open?
No, I did not pull those, and that's something that you can call our office and they'll provide, but that all depends on where the emergency's at and where the fire engine that's responding is at. All of our responses now in our current configuration meet our global strategic plan for the type of community, rural community that we live in, or you live in at this time.
Is that less than 9 minutes?
Yes.
And we actually have that the ECCF, Hugh Henderson the ECCF PD, which is the jurisdiction we're in, has those figures, and we have in the past asked Hugh to provide those for us. And if that somebody would like them, I'm sure that we can make that request. Chris Finetti is our representative from East County to that meeting, and he wasn't able to be here this evening. But if we want to get those figures, it's probably best to get them from them or from you.
Hugh, that's because we're dispatched through a third entity, the Contra Costa County Regional Fire Communication Center. They track all those stuff,
right.
So it's kind of a labor-intensive thing where we have to interface with them to pull that raw data out.
Understood. Just out of curiosity, yesterday there was some fire activity right at the third gate to the, or the first gate past the stop sign down here on the going into the country club. You know anything about that? What that was about?
It wasn't anything significant enough
okay.
to draw a battalion chief for a full alarm response.
What? Who are you pointing at?
Virgil.
It was a teenager that was intoxicated.
Well, it drew a lot of attention. Must have been at least a fire, probably fire truck EMT and two police cars.
I saw her. I was like, I wonder if she's looking for a dog or cat.
Our fire engine responding, and you do have a QRV with an AMR paramedic on it.
Yeah, the paramedic.
It's like a little dog catcher vehicle. That does have a paramedic in it.
QRV is quick response vehicle.
I was wondering if she
had
this one.
And actually, because of the closure, they're actually closer to us now than they used to be. So our medical response is probably receiving a quicker response time than it did when it was stationed over at the Byron. Am I?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. Isn't that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for medical issues, which is, making the best of a situation we don't really like a whole lot, we're actually getting a quicker response for our medical, which is good news.
Yeah, you're receiving ALS care, advanced life-saving care, sooner than you were before we had to close down our Station 58 on Discovery Bay Boulevard and Discovery Bay proper.
Any other questions for the battalion chief? Great job.
You sure you don't want to give me these back? And I'll
work on that calendar thing. I'll get you at a glance. I think I have an extra one at the house.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thanks, sir. And I don't see a representative from the EFFPD here today. Nothing from... No, we'll get to that. Code enforcement. And is Karen here?
I'm here.
Hi. I didn't see you earlier, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all of you as well. Again, I'm Karen Cornell from Supervisor Pico's office, and I serve as her East County Field Representative, so if there's anything you need help on, county-related, you can call me. First off, want to let you know, there will be, you can expect up to 30-minute delays tomorrow, Thursday the 6th and the 7th Friday, for on Vasco from 8:30 to 3 for this Vasco safety improvement project. They do it periodically, and we do send out an email blast to our email database, so if you are on that you will get notification, but this one's happening and I could tell you about it. Next, there is one opening for an environmental organization seat on the Contra Costa Integrated Pest Management Advisory Committee, so I will leave these in the back for you, and if anyone's interested, they can apply. Applications must be postmarked by the 12th.
Did you say pest management?
I did.
I somehow feel qualified for that.
And lastly, just wanted to let you all know that the notice of completion and availability and notice of public hearing for the Vasco Winds Repowering Project is available for review. I believe there's a copy in your offices, and it's the draft environmental impact review, and that is for a project that would repower the existing wind farm located on Vasco Road. It's currently called the Altamont Power. So that is available, and I do have copies of the notification. I will put in the back as well, and I can give you guys five. And that's it for me, unless anyone has anything.
Any questions for the supervisor's office? From the board? From the public? Okay, thanks, Karen.
All right, thank you.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. Do I have a motion to?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
And a second?
I'll make a copy of that.
Second.
Thank you, Brian. Any questions about the items on the consent calendar by the board? Any questions by the public? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. New business. If those of us here will turn to section F1, unless you pull that form out to look at, there is a form of the existing representatives for specific areas of interest for us within the county in various different organizations. What we've done in the past is take volunteers and appoint two members to each committee based on a appointment and alternate status. I'm sorry.
Mr. President, they're not committees. They're just board.
That's correct. They're board representatives.
Yes.
Thank you. And so at this time, obviously there's a lot of openings because one of the previous directors was very busy. And so I would at this point just open it up for discussion amongst the board if there's anything that you seem to be interested in, and we'll try to hash it out hopefully amicably as we go. Go ahead, Brian.
I'd like to stay on school districts and move to the primary and replace David. Also stay on police services. This isn't about me, but I'd like to see Ray Tetro moved to stay on the community center, being he's been the longest one on it. I'd like to see him stay there. And if anyone else wasn't interested, I'd also like parks and landscaping, I'd be interested in.
Okay. Does anybody else, well, we have openings. Which one did you say?
Parks and
landscaping. No, first one.
School district.
Where's that? Oh, I say one.
And police services.
Mark, do you have any?
I got a couple questions before we get into that.
Okay.
I believe that there should be a budget committee.
Okay.
Also.
These aren't committees.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead and express your feelings, because then I agree with where you're going.
Yeah.
So what else are you going to bring up?
That, and I would like to see the community center. This time, we should do more with it than we've done with it. There should be a full committee in here, we should either start doing something with the community center. We went through the year last year and did absolutely nothing. We had one meeting that was held behind closed doors. Even the board directors didn't have a clue what was going on with the community center, and I'd like to see that change out of this year. So,
okay.
If you guys feel the same way, we can do something with it.
What I would do is say good ideas, and what I would suggest we do is put those down as agenda items for the workshop. Mm-hmm. And then discuss them at that point, where we can actually talk about committees, what the structure is going to be, and how they're going to be set up, and how active they'll be, and who's going to be involved with them. I do know on the community center that the board actually had a couple of closed session meetings on it, so we couldn't all have been completely in the dark about what
was
going on.
The closed session was to decide whether to look at buying property, but as far as actually moving with the community center, we've done nothing.
I agree.
I'm not blaming that on anybody. I'm just saying
okay.
We've done nothing.
Good ideas, and if it's okay with you, we'd like to put that to the on the agenda for
right.
I know it's kind of out of order, but thank you. Okay, Ray,
Then I would like to be the primary on the community center.
Okay.
And I'd like, if he wants to, I'd like Mr. Steele to be the alternate on that, because he has some unique talents that I think will help, if that's okay with the person.
All right,
I agree. And I'll stay in LAFCO as the alternate, and I'd like to stay as the primary on the water and sewer vendor. And police services, and and I'll stay in fire if that's, unless somebody else wants to do it. But
I wouldn't mind.
Well, I will, actually, I was going to see if I could get onto fire, if you don't mind, Ray. Could I be the primary?
No, I'm saying I will skip off of fire.
Oh, okay.
I
would like to take the fire, since
I'm president.
I don't know that I'm even. Oh, yeah, my name does appear somewhere here. Second on that is Mark. Mark, what do you want? Do you want to stay where you are?
I'd like to stay on Parks. I've been on it for the last year. We've made great progress with landscaping, and I would like to stay on it.
I think that's fine. Did you say you wanted Parks?
I'd like to be on it. I have no problem with Mark being the primary.
What? Well, yeah, because he brings the continuity over from the.
Yeah.
Are we? Is anybody writing this down but me?
I am.
Okay. So now I've got Brian. Chris, what do you have? What kind of input do you have here? We'll go back and see what we have to fill in.
I'd like to see Chris on school districts. I'll speak for him.
Yeah, he's going to be primary on that.
Chris.
What, Mark, anything else?
Yeah, what?
Mark,
do you
anything else?
What is it? The one of your issues, code enforcement problems, I'm not here every day. When do they meet?
That's my problem. I believe it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
During the day.
It's during the day.
That's my day. Once a month or?
I believe it's quarterly.
Yeah. Once a month.
It is monthly.
And what day of the week? A month?
Generally, it was a Thursday. Sometimes Wednesday.
About 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, that's it. That won't work for me. Wednesday.
Where's the special districts? Is that a Martinez meeting?
I have no idea.
I'm not here to
Yeah, and that was not a problem for me until recently.
I'm a water vendor.
Well, I actually, Chris, okay.
All right.
I kind of want to stay on that.
Which one?
I could enforce.
Well, you know what? It doesn't look, that one doesn't much matter.
All right, so. Which one? Ray, I'd like to help you with the water and sewer vendor.
Sure. Okay.
And, Brian, are you going to be primary or secondary on the school districts?
I was hoping to be primary.
Okay, I'll be secondary on that. And then Parks Landscapes, you guys got that handled. Does anyone for you LAFCO? I'll be interested in LAFCO.
You can move me to the alternate.
Okay, I'll be primary for LAFCO.
And I don't have a problem moving this week.
And then. I'll be primary for special districts.
Actually, by default,
president.
I think the president. Is that, am I correct on that?
I'm pretty sure. The president's the voting member, right?
Well, we actually switched that in the middle last time, but...
that's only if they have
That's at election.
Yeah, only for election.
You want to be primary on that, Chris? That's fine. But you know what? Before you run on too far... You threw me off of water and sewer without us talking about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so I'm an alternate for water and sewer.
Well, I didn't necessarily want to go off it.
You didn't speak up.
Look, I need my name on here more than once. I mean, this happened to me last time. It all went past me.
You guys decided. All right.
They're talking about the second. I'm on the primary on the water and sewer.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But let me go back.
That's fine. I don't want to be on it. Sure. It's okay.
Did anybody sign up for code enforcement?
I think that should be Chris as well.
I will stay on the Aviation Advisory Committee. Does anybody?
Yeah, I'll second alternate that. You'd be on code enforcement.
No.
You want to do aviation, Chris?
I do.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. Special districts is going to be Kevin Graves and who?
Well, if you're doing aviation, I'll do special districts.
I want to be a special district.
Okay.
I don't care. You guys pick it.
You do it.
All right, I will.
Okay.
Fine.
What I have so far, under primary is community center, Ray Tetro. Aviation, Kevin Graves. Code enforcement, unfilled. CSD Association, Kevin Graves. East Contra Costa County, Kevin Graves. LAFCO, Chris Steele, primary.
What about the East County Water Management?
That's by board president and board vice president by design. Parks and Landscaping, I got Mark Simon, primary. Police Services, are we good there, guys? I don't know, did we talk about that?
Ray, did you say you
want to stay there?
That's fine.
Okay. School districts, Brian Dawson, primary, is that what we said? Okay. And transportation?
It's vacant right now. I'll
take David's spot if no one else wants it.
And then sewer water, Ray Tetro. Is everybody okay with that? Okay. On alternate, what I have so far, Chris Steele, community center. Aviation, Chris Steele. Code enforcement is still open.
I'll take, just leave me on there as well.
Special districts, Chris Steele. ECC, FPD, Mark Simon. LAFCO, Mark Simon. Correct? Did you say that?
Yeah.
Parks and Landscaping, Brian. Police Services, Brian still?
Yep.
School districts, Brian?
No.
Chris Steele.
Oh, because Brian moved over. Yeah. That's right. And transportation. I'll stay there. Your primary. And then water and sewer, Kevin Graves. How does that look, guys? I got a bunch of scrawls. Is that
much? Yeah, one vacancy, which is Contra Costa County Code Enforcement.
Okay, but that's a tough meeting for anybody to get to. Okay?
That's primary?
I'll be an alternate on that.
You can do it?
You want to do Code Enforcement?
I can do it.
Then we have Ray Tetro taking Code Enforcement and Mark Simon as the alternate. Everything filled on staff?
That's a lot of stuff.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for any comments from the public with regards to those appointments? Okay. I would like to make a motion to approve the representatives that have been appointed to these positions.
I'll second the motion.
Any more discussion from anywhere? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And thank you for letting us get through that bit of housekeeping. Item F2, I am going to turn this over to staff.
6 minutes.
Down to four now.
Good evening, board, members of the board, public. Tonight before the board is a recommendation to direct staff to negotiate a contract with Veolia Water for a 5-year term to operate the Town of Discovery Bay's CSD's water and wastewater facilities. Back in January 1st in 2009, Veolia took control of the wastewater and water systems under an emergency services contract with the district. Subsequent to that, that was a 2-year agreement. Subsequent to that, on September 9th of 2010, an RFP was distributed to 8 potential vendors. On November 1st of 2010, we received proposals from 5 firms, Perk Water, a company called Severn Trent, Hydroscience, CH2M Hill, and Veolia Water. An RFP proposal committee consisting of President Graves, Director Tetro, myself, Water and Wastewater Manager Virgil Caney, District Wastewater Engineer Gregory Harris of Fruitwood Engineering, and a resident, Discovery Bay resident who works in the field by the name of Lee Doty, also was part of the RFP review committee. After an initial review of all proposals that was submitted, the list of potential vendors was narrowed down to 2 firms, CH2M Hill and Veolia Water. After an extremely thorough vetting of the two remaining firms, the committee selected Veolia Water for recommendation to the board for a 5-year contract. The RFP review committee met on, it indicates here on 3 separate occasions, but we met on 4 separate occasions We conducted two series of interviews with the shortlisted firms. We visited vendor locations, and we had the firms submit and address answers to questions. We visited some of their locations, wanted to make sure that there's sites, the Veolia sites outside of Discovery Bay and CH2M Hill sites outside of, locally to the area, one in Auburn, were up to standards that we thought were important for us. And so the committee on on November 29th, the committee met with CH2M Hill up in Auburn and with Veolia Water at their Rio Vista property. On December the 14th of 2010, we again met with each firm separately. We had a list of additional questions we wanted to make sure that this process was completely thorough and was and that all of our questions were addressed appropriately. CH2M Hill is a very well-known and large engineering firm based in Colorado. They have approximately 23,000 employees worldwide. Their proposal was technically well thought out, addressed many of our concerns, and pledged a very strong working partnership based upon ongoing long-standing relationships with some of their existing clients. They currently operate facilities in Gilroy, Auburn, Clovis, Turlock, and Twin Oaks, California, as well as facilities in Oregon, Arizona, and Washington. Their California contingency consists of 49 employees available to assist us in any type of an emergency assistance or a mutual aid type call out. Their proposed team consisted of 7 full-time employees, and those are identified in the agenda report. Their pricing package was competitive at $1,083,000 annually and was set for the 5-year term of the agreement, which did not include escalators. The entire committee felt that CH2M Hill did an excellent job, or would be an excellent firm for us, and we felt that they were fully capable of performing the tasks that were identified in the RFP and their addendums. Veolia Water is a well-established international firm based in France. They have approximately 28,000 workers in North America, many of them in the Veolia Water side of the table. They've been performing our services in Discovery Bay since January 1st of 2009. They also have operations throughout California in Richmond, Novato, Rio Vista, Burlingame, Hollister, Atwater, Diablo Grande Patterson, Lathrop, Arvin, Rialto, and down in Southern California, Palm Springs, and they also have 1 federal, 1 state, and 1 Indian Nation contract. Their proposal was technically sound. They identified specific methods of service deliveries that would provide improved efficiencies for the district, and they identified a final staffing plan consisting of 8 full-time employees. One of the requirements of the RFP was that the project manager have a grade level 3 qualification to serve as project manager. During the course of the process of the reviewing the proposals, it became apparent that the current project manager did not possess a grade level 3 California certification, although he does possess it in many other states, just not in California. So the project manager will be replaced by Veolia with an individual who does meet the requirements as outlined in the RFP. Their pricing proposal is $65,000 more than that of CH2M Hill at $1,148,000 annually, but it should be noted that they offer 1 additional full-time employee. The proposed staffing plan allows for the opportunity to significantly reduce other contractual expenses that will result in significant savings to the district. Right now, we use an on-call consultant for some of those services for our day-to-day oversight of our SCADA system, and they propose an instrumentation and controls technician to perform some of those services, which will result in cost savings to us. During the past 2 years, they've invested a significant amount of back office time and resources to the district. They've worked diligently to get our self-monitoring reports and our electronic self-monitoring reports to be equal. And once we get 3 electronic self-monitoring reports, we no longer have to report or no longer submit the self-monitoring reports, which are the paper reports. And I'm happy to note that as of today, we have 2 of the 3 done. And so we're moving forward in that direction. The proximity of Veolia properties within our region and the availability of those staff provides a network of support that is available when needed. Based upon Veolia's ongoing knowledge of the existing operations, their strong back office support, and the fact that they made significant inroads into improving and updating our system, the RFP review committee recommended Veolia to continue the work that they have started. And if you have any questions, we'd be more than happy to answer.
Any questions from the board? Mark.
Other contractual obligations. In the bid that we got from CH2 Ann Hill, it's 65 grand a year cheaper, which is 322,000 for the 5 years. What other contractual obligations would we be facing along with that?
If we went with CH and not, well, we'd have a staff of 7 instead of a staff of 8. So that's part of the equation there. And the other item is the fact that we currently have, we pay an electrician, and we also pay a company to come out and perform a lot of our SCADA control services. And what they're proposing now is that we have, that they have that person on staff to be able to provide a lot of the day-to-day technical issues. Some of the bigger items would have to still bring in the company, but we estimate, we figure that we will probably be pretty close, if not at a break even, or better.
If CH2M is operating with one less person, and apparently from the vetting process you guys had, they were operating successfully with one less person in the plants that they're running now. Well, that's my question. You guys looked at other plants that they are running, and based on our needs and the other needs of the other plants, are they running with less people than we're running with here?
Well, the other plants are different. You can't.
I'm talking size-wise.
Well,
we actually had quite a bit of discussion about that because they have plants that actually handle less and they have more employees. And we asked them about that. Well, how come you have so few in Discovery Bay? And it's because part of it is because of the type of collection system there. There was a lot of variables. Let me put it that way. Ray, can you explain it any better than that?
Well, I think one of the plants we looked at is a level 4 plant. We operate at level 2, level 3. So that's their plant. They said they needed more people because it was a more sophisticated plant. They were using tertiary filters and such. So it was very hard to really see an exact fit. When we first started, the delta between the two was a lot more. We did present questions to both of the final companies, and Veolia came back and you know, it looks like they really understood their questions and they answered, I thought, appropriately and good, and so that to me made the swing. And you know, they're here, so if it's a tie, it goes to them.
Well, I'm partial.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
I'm just looking at 322 grand over 5 years, and we have a tight budget.
But it was, I understand that. But I believe the eighth person.
Well, let me just ask this question.
Important. Yeah.
Do you recall, Rick, what we were spending on contracted electrical work, and it's we threw that number around at one point. Was it 70 something thousand?
Right now, the last I ran this back in November, and the number was about $82,000. For a 12-month period prior to that. So we spent about $85,000 for our electrical contractor to come in and do work over the course of the year. Now, that's not all going to go away.
Exactly. It wouldn't be fair to think it all goes away.
We're still going to need to have some of that. But then Telstar, the company that takes care of the SCADA system, some of those costs will go away also. Not all of them, but some of those costs will also go away. So you take those two variables plus the addition of that third staff, which eats into those other two variables, and we have someone now on staff all the time, you know, regular on staff person to be able to address some of those concerns on a regular basis.
Is the new contract is going to address the cleaning up of the plants and the of the yards and clean up the mess that we have?
Yes, all we're asking for tonight is an opportunity to negotiate a contract with them. We're not approving a contract. And we've had those discussions. Those discussions came up in our vendor review meetings with the vendors, and we discussed that specifically with the current vendor.
I believe they came in a bad situation. They've done a great job. So if It's, my only question is the money.
Ray, anything for me?
No, I mean, Veolia came in on an emergency type contract, so that didn't really dictate the cleanliness and a lot of that house cleaning stuff. The new contract, we've believed got smarter over the years, and so this contract would be written, I think, better, so it's more cut and dry, so we get what we know.
It gives better direction. I think to give Veolia a fair shake, they may not have been given the direction that we're now asking about, and that's not our fault or their fault. It's a matter of coming into a situation where you have to be reactive and not being having an opportunity to be proactive, and they have been very reactive for the last couple of years, have a good handle on things. Anybody, Chris or Brian, anything?
No, Mark handled my questions.
Chris?
It appears you did a thorough analysis there, and I commend you for all the work. Thank you.
Anybody from the public have any comments with regards to regards to the discussion here this evening? Okay, point of order. What's going to happen from here now? So what we're doing now is voting. Help me out.
What the recommendation for the board, if it's approved, is to direct staff to work with Veolia to negotiate a contract. We will then, if that's the direction of the board, we will then schedule a meeting with Veolia and negotiate a contract and bring it back to the board as soon as possible, as soon as we get it hammered out for authorization and approval.
Let me make that motion. I make the motion that we negotiate a 5-year service contract with Veolia Water to provide water and wastewater service to the town of Discovery Bay CSD.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor? Oh, I should have had my glasses on. I'm sorry. Mr. Barber.
Simple question. Is there a rate, the rates they charge going to go up, stay the same, less?
The current monthly rate will go up from what it has been, but we're also getting more an increased service. I don't believe that any of the proposers, with the exception of one, and they were deficient in their proposal. They didn't address all the issues. So 4 of the 5 proposals were for more money than we're currently paying right now. But I think that this one here is for the value. I feel is a pretty good service to the community. We spent a considerable amount of time discussing the money because we knew it's a concern and feel that we did a pretty thorough job of that.
Any other comments? I think on that same order that when it came down to the final, Veolia and CH2M were very close for second, and then there was 3 higher bids than that. Isn't that correct?
One of the bids was significantly lower, but it was
one
bid was just thrown out completely.
Okay. Any other discussion? Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Rick, can you give us a time frame on how long you think that might take?
I've already had a conversation with Shylin. And we've already discussed that we would be having telephone conversation later this week and set up some meetings next week to try and start the process. It would be my desire to have it back to the board by the first meeting in February, if at all possible. So 30 days.
Thank you very much. Committee reports. I believe we have Mr. Dwayne Steele here to give us a couple of reports on transplant and County Planning Commission.
Directors and Mr. President, Happy New Year. This will be the Transplant Committee meeting reviewed for December 9th, and then the Contra Costa County Planning Commission for December 16th. Recently, the transplant meetings have been on and off canceled occasionally. This one on December 9th, the only action that was taken is it seems that the city of Pittsburgh has chosen to withdraw from East County regional fee and financing, which means that they will now have to work in tandem with the Transplant Committee but they believed that they needed to separate from working closely with the East Contra Costa Regional Fee and Financing Authority. The next meeting is next Thursday for anybody that's interested. They don't have an agenda out, but it's 6:30 at the Tri-Delta Transit Boardroom on Wilbur Avenue in Antioch. The Contra Costa County Planning Commission for December 14th, a lot of the items that were on that meeting were carried forward to the next agenda. The item of maybe importance to the community out here has to do with Bethel Island. There are a couple of rezoning and tentative map and development plans going through for a commercial shopping center that has 11 buildings associated with it. Besides the 11 buildings, there is a parcel of land that has residential development included in it, 185 dwelling units on 80 acres. In that development will be multiple types of housing, including attached and detached single-family units. There'll be a couple of apartment units, and they will also be establishing a 46-acre, nine-hole golf course out there as part of the plan. The name of this is Coronado Village. It has been before the committee, before in the past. There were some adjustments and changes to it. It had been withdrawn and now is back on the agenda for public hearing. The address is the north side of Sand Mound Boulevard, just east of Bethel Island Road in Oakley. For those that are interested, that is January 11th or next Tuesday at the, I think we're still at Martinez. There was a discussion about us moving, but we're still at Pine and Escobar and Martinez.
At what time?
It's at 7 o'clock when that one starts.
Any questions from the board? I'm sorry, does that conclude the report?
That concludes the
report. Thank you. Any questions from the board? No, I have one question. That last project you're talking about, is that this side of the bridge or the other side of the bridge?
I haven't physically
That's
gone
this side of the bridge, isn't
it?
It's
on mainland.
It's on mainland. Okay.
Mainland.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
So it's just north of that, the Shea-Carter is out there, I guess. Okay.
All right.
Any questions from the public? Thank you very much for coming, as usual, Dwayne. Thanks. Good report. Okay, chair report. I have, I just want to make a comment as we have been talking about the water contract, and in the midst of our decision, the California Water Resources, CWRQ Quality, whatever they are. Who are they? Water Quality Control Board. Had an inspection of our sites. They've been out here in October, and they're back, and they come back on a regular basis, and they did a complete tour of both all of our facilities. This is wastewater only, so both of our two plants, and it was a great report. It came through with the worst thing that they had to complain about were weeds in one of the digesters and also some weeds out in one of the holding, what were those bays called you guys have there? Mm-hmm. They were concerned about getting gone by spring because of mosquito larvae. And other than that, they made it a point to point out that all of the issues that were in the October report had been corrected and were sufficient, and it was really a very good report from them. And so I just wanted to let you guys know that it was nice to get that after we had already made a recommendation that Viola was really moving forward and doing the right thing. So that's all I have. Any reports from the other directors? No weather report from Hawaii or anything, Chris?
82.
Okay. General manager's report.
I just have one tonight. That is to remind the board and the public and to verify that our workshop is on the 22nd of January. I know I had one board member that had a potential conflict.
What time are you planning to start that?
9 a.m.
Can we move that up to 9:30?
Yes, we can.
Okay, let's do it.
If that's the preference of the board, we can certainly do that.
Well, I would appreciate that.
Yes. And that from 9 until approximately 1.
9:30 until when?
9:30 to 1:30.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Thank you. We'll post that on the website and get out notices to the usual in the usual fashion, Chris. Okay.
I'm sure he gets some
legal counsel.
For breakfast.
Done, sir.
Thank you. Correspondence is listed. Public records requests, none. Future agenda items. Well, we've talked about a couple of items for the workshop. Does anybody have agenda items for the next board meeting, which is on the 19th? Anybody?
Well, I'll be coming back with the policy and some discussion items with respect to the decision that the board took at the last meeting in December regarding the cash policy.
You ready? You're going to be ready on that?
For the cash portion only.
Okay. Did you have anything?
I had something that I don't know if you want to add it to the next meeting or to the workshop. I wanted to discuss ways that we could do better information transmission to the public.
I think it'd be a good thing for the workshop.
The workshop.
Yeah.
Okay. I have an item also for you.
For which one?
For the agenda.
For the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meeting.
Yes.
I would like to see us discuss and put together a report, a capital improvement report. So we've talked about doing this a long time ago, probably before you came here, Rick. We never really got around to doing it. That will list our projects, estimated start dates, budget, progress. So that we can knock them off during the year. It seems at this point to me in the last couple of years that we go, okay, I know we have this project, we have that project. Have we started it? Have we not started it? I would really like to have a monthly report.
Can I ask that that be the second meeting in February?
Sure.
First meeting in February. And the reason being is because I was planning on bringing back a mid-year budget review to that meeting anyway. So that, and we can add that onto that.
Okay, great.
Anything else? Okay, carrying on, I move for adjournment. I know I hear you adjourn.
Oh, I need sign here. Okay. This is for the Bank of Canada authorization, signature authorizations.
Yeah, you have
all
something,
you guys
have something
to sign.
You have to notarize to me.
Yes,
okay.
I do. I need you to sign this, sir. Yes.
Yeah,
I know.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Don't pretend like you guys don't know each other. Brothers from a different mother, right?